JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Trafficking in Persons Week now underway. But first, here's a tip to beat the summer heat. Today we start with a popular way of controlling your body temperature: drinking more water. While it's important to stay hydrated all year round, you tend to sweat more during the summer months. This puts you at greater risk of dehydration. So grab a smoothie or a bottle of water. Avoid sugary, alcoholic, or highly caffeinated beverages, as some of these tend to have dehydrating effects.
Be careful not to frizzle when the summer starts to sizzle.
Now, let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned. The inaugural International Conference on Human Trafficking is among activities being hosted in observance of Trafficking in Persons Week, July 22 to 28. Activities got underway with a dedication service at Providence Methodist Church in St. Andrew on Sunday. Chairperson of the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons, NATFATIP, Carol Palmer, says this year, TIP Week centers around the recovery process for victims who fall prey to human traffickers.
This year's week of activities will be observed under the theme From Victim to Survivor, the Hard Road to Recovery. Victims of severe forms of trafficking are many a times condemned to a life that does not allow them to recover. We hope that the attention and public discourse that will emanate from the week's activities will continue to raise awareness about the plight of victims and why it is necessary for not just a whole of government, but a whole of country response.
One of the highlights of the inaugural international conference, set for July 25 to 26 at the Maleo Bracco Village Hotel in Trelawney, will be the testimonial of a local survivor of human trafficking. Accreditation for the conference is available at jis.gov.jm. Just search for NATFATIP, International Human Trafficking Conference. TIP Week will officially come to an end on July 28, and Jamaica will on July 30 join the rest of the world in observing Global Day Against Trafficking in Persons.
Here are some interesting facts under the Disabilities Act.
Facts: persons with disabilities have a right to education.
A right to proper health care.
Fact: we have a right to housing and to be able to enter premises.
A right to public transportation that we can enter on our own.
And a right to take part in political and public life.
Enough more things in the act. Make a start and play a part. Respect the ability of each person with a disability and learn all the facts on the act.
The Vision 2030 Jamaica Secretariat, housed in the Planning Institute of Jamaica, has embarked on an ongoing public education campaign, setting up booths and participating in expos and other events island-wide. It's part of plans to get Jamaicans involved in the success of the 4 goals and 15 national outcomes. Find out more at vision2030.gov.jm or log on to Facebook and like the Vision 2030 Jamaica page.
Like you, we believe in the growth of our country, a Jamaica where we can live, play, and do business. The Special Economic Zone Authority is an agency charged with growing our economy through special economic zones. Our incentives allow businesses to grow and prosper. We're your friendly regulators, working to build Jamaica's business brand. We're process-driven, performance-based, and results-oriented. To find out more, visit us at jseza.com or call 876-619-7392. Growing our economy is everywhere. One's business.
That's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.